Hello.
Hi, it's Sarah. So what they decided was that they can do the overtime hours. They'll let you clock in and complete all these hours for both patients, but it has to be that you're gonna have the lower rate, like the rate from before of 1375 and not 15, because then it wouldn't make sense. We approved you for a new rate when you were gonna just a little while ago, right? You got approved for 15.
Right.
So what they're saying is that if you wanna do all these extra hours, you have plenty of hours to make up. You can do it at the 1375 rate, and we'll change your rate back to 15 for July 1st.
Okay.
Because it's an additional minus what's on the schedule. Let's say for Cheryl, you already have all the scheduled hours. You told me what you're doing. You have an additional 18 hours to do for her. And then for Alex, minus what's on the schedule, a whole nother 22 hours. So you can do like an overnight shift one day and then try to make them up at the 1375 rate.
Okay.
So you want to do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so then I'm going to have them process more hours this week also, because when you sent me the text, you were saying how you see they weren't all approved. They weren't all approved because they were being overtime, but I'm going to have them approve them.
Okay.
Okay, great. I'll give you a call back with exactly how many hours it is, and you'll know when you can do them.
All right.
Great. Thank you.